Colossians chapter 3, verse number 1. You can stay seated. The Bible says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. And let's pray real quick, and then I'm going to give you just a thought to take with you maybe this week. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you for just listening to the young people and their testimonies. And Lord, I know it's something that they're going to have to keep working on. I wish decisions were a one and done deal, but it's a lifetime. It's a constant thing of tightening those knots back up, as the young people said. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to always remember those. Lord, help us to find some spots where we can drive some stakes and just make a memorial. And Father, I pray that you would just bless these young people as they continue to try to serve you. Help it to be a lasting decision. Lord, I know that there were all the other young people that went also made decisions. And Lord, help it to be real to them. Help us as a church family just to come behind them. Help us to keep them accountable. And Lord, I pray that you just help this be a lasting memory and a lasting life-changing trip. Thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Excuse me. I started feeling sick on Friday on the way back. You know that scratchy throat, that scratchy feeling in the back of your throat? I was like, oh, I'll be all right. You know, as I'm chugging high sugar content drinks on the way home. And yesterday, I did not feel good at all, and I felt great today. So excuse my voice and everything. We'll just blame it on the cold. I'm not really crying. We'll just blame it all on the cold, right? So, but Colossians chapter 3, and this is what I told the young people, and this is a thought I want to give you, is basically this is going to sum it all up. You're going to find what you're looking for. You're going to find what you're looking for. You know, you can go to a camp, you can go to a church, you can go do anything in life, right, and you're going to find what you're looking for, okay? If the young people go to camp and they aren't looking for God to speak to their hearts, and they're looking for something else, you know what they're going to find? That. If they go to camp and they're looking for, if you go to camp and you want to be critical about everything, about, well, this food stinks or whatever, all right, you know what you're going to find? You're going to find that the food stinks, okay? But if you go looking for something, typically you're going to find it, okay? And young people in your life, you're always going to have to make a choice of what you're looking for. I was looking, I'm sitting up here. We took 15 young people, all right? And I'm looking up here and I'm looking at, okay, in the next 5 years, the youth group of Blessed Baptist Church, okay, that's going to be a fun youth group. We're going to have more chaperones, all right? But that's going to be a fun youth group. You know why, parents? Because you're looking for something for your kids, for your young people. You want something for your young people, okay? We may not go. We may not be able to always win a basketball tournament, or we may not always win this or that or whatever. But what are we looking for our young people? Because if we're looking for that, we're probably going to find it. You know, look at me, young people. The odds aren't good for you, for your success. I'm not trying to be a downer on you, okay? But look at the percentages in Christianity. And coming out of Blessed Hill Baptist Church, you know, if I'm, Brother Nathan, if I'm out hunting, you know, would you rather kill a spike buck or would you rather kill a trophy buck? Well, that's kind of a no-brainer. Everyone wants to kill the trophy buck. And the devil has his trophy room too. Okay? And the devil wants you guys more than anybody else. And he's going to try harder to disrupt your life more than anybody else. Okay? So even, you know, first, second, third graders, you know, within 5 years, a lot of you are going to be in the youth group, which is crazy to think about. Okay? God wants your, the devil wants your life, but you know who wants it more is God. Okay? God wants it even more. And sometimes we get so consumed with seeking certain things and trying to get certain things that we forget about what are we actually ultimately trying to seek after? What are we trying to get after? Okay? I was trying to think through the Bible of a man that sought a lot of things. And the one man I came up with was Saul. If you look at Saul, I would say the word seek is associated a lot with Saul. You know, the first thing he sought was his father's donkeys, right? And several times he went out and he sought those. You know what? What did he find? He found them. He sought for, the Bible says he sought for a cunning player. When he had an evil spirit from the Lord, he sought for a cunning player. And you know what he found? He found it. But then he also sought for a witch. And you know what he found? A witch. Okay? Listen, you're gonna find what you're looking for. Every one of you are going to find what you're looking for. And these decisions that you made, I'm glad that you get up and you say, well, I want to tie those knots. I want to strengthen those knots. I want to pull those knots tight. But there's been a lot of other young people that stood behind this exact same spot and have said the exact same things. This isn't a, well, I found God. No, seeking is almost the connotation of you're always looking. You're always trying to find. Okay? It's not a one and done. I wish it was. I wish the Christian life, all right? Those of you that have been in the youth group at some point, which a lot of us have, even those my age, there was decisions we made at camps and stuff like that, conferences. And I wish they were just as simple as we come in, we make the decision, and boom, it's done, it's settled, it's over. Okay? But so many times it's so easy just to let those things go and let those things, you know, it's like, oh, we sought the Lord for a week at camp. Because there wasn't a, listen to me, there wasn't a TV around, there wasn't phones around, there wasn't bad influences around, okay? We got away from all that, and so it's easier when you're not around all that to seek the right things. You know why? Because that's the only thing that there is to seek. But when you come back home, you all have good homes. It's not that you have bad homes, but it's so easy. The devil just throws these things out there, and it's so easy that it attracts our attention, attracts our hearts, attracts our minds. And if we're not careful, we forget what we sought. And we start looking for other things. And I promise you, you'll find what you're looking for. Seeking God, I think it should be the priority in our lives. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. And I could go to, there's 250 some verses that talk about seeking in the Bible. Obviously, we're not going to go to all of them tonight in 10 minutes. But Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29, the Bible says, "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart, and with all thy soul." Where is it talking about you coming from? If you look at verse 28, the Bible says, "And there ye shall serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell." Listen, young people, we serve a God. The God that you can seek is the God that carries you. The God that the world seeks is the God that they carry. Okay? I've heard pastors say it. On Sunday, you will serve a God. Right. You know, and on Sunday, we see a lot of people pulling their God behind them. Right. Why in the world would you want to serve a God that you got to pull behind you? Come on, right? Why in the world would you want to serve a God that you have to carry around?
Yes, sir.
Why would you want to do that? What are you seeking? Are you seeking for a dollar? Okay? Now, God blesses those. God blesses us. Okay, I don't think anybody in here can say, well, I've served God my whole life and God's just left me out to dry. No. God takes care of his own. But what are you seeking? You need to seek God. We can't go through all these. Max mentioned it. I think it was Josiah. when he's 8 years old. Let's go to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles 34. I may be on Asa here. 2 Chronicles. Yeah, it's Josiah. Max mentioned this while ago. 2 Chronicles chapter 34, verse number 3. Bible says, "For in the eighth year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David his father. And in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and the groves and the carved images and the molten images. And they break down the altars of Balaam in his presence and the images that were on high above them. He cut down the groves and the carved images and the molten images he break in pieces and made dust of them, and strode it upon the graves of them that had sacrificed unto them. And he burnt the bones of the priests upon their altars and cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. And so did he in the cities of Manasseh and Ephraim and Simeon, even unto Naphtali, with their mattocks round about. And when he had broken down the altars and the groves, and had beaten the graven images into powder, and cut down all the idols throughout all the land of Israel, he returned to Jerusalem." That's pretty drastic, right? It's pretty drastic what he just did. You know what? Okay, that was in his eighth year that he started seeking after God. He did all this in his 12th year. You know, it took him a little bit of time to finally get to the place where he got rid of junk. Okay? And listen to me. A lot of you made decisions to seek God at camp. Okay? What did Josiah do here after he sought God? It changed things in his life. Things were not the same in his life. Okay? If you come back, and listen to me. If you come back and you got the same stinking attitude towards your parents that you had before you went back to camp, and you want to stand up here and say, "Well, I made this decision." No. You know what seeking God does? Seeking God changes your life. Okay? Seeking God changes your life. And don't get up and don't come up and say, "Well, I want to," because all of them, I just picked the six older ones, okay? All of them could have got up here and all of them did on the bus and said that something that God changed in their life. But don't let it stop at camp. Don't let it stop at camp. And trust me, it's easy, as Brother Joel said, just to let those knots kind of slip. It's not that you're untying them. We just kind of let them, we just get comfortable again. All right? Seeking after God. Seeking good. I believe we should all seek good. And I think seeking God is for all of us, but seeking good is also for all of us. All right? You're going to find what you're looking for. If I had a word, and I did this with the young people, if I had a word search up here and I handed a word search out to all of you, right, and I whited out three or four words, the chances of you finding those three or four words is pretty slim. Right. You know why? Because you're not looking for them. That's right. Okay? And in all of our lives, if we're not careful, we start looking for the wrong things. All right? We live in a negative culture. At least, Brother Chad, maybe it's just the negative one, okay? It's easy for me to be a critic of stuff. It's easy for me to try to pull somebody down to our level. And listen to me, hey, seek the good in people. Some listen to me. I've heard it milled around before. "Well, those kids, it's all an emotional decision." Maybe some of it. But if I could take kids to a week of camp and 100 emotional decisions are made, and when the dust settles, 10% of those 10 decisions are life-changing, it's worth every second that I took them. So don't stand out there, don't sit out there and be critical. "Well, they're just emotional. They just went..." Okay. But what about, are you looking for the good, or are you sitting back being critical about it? Okay? Because what if it, okay, and typically it's the ones that don't have kids in the youth group. Because what if your kid is struggling, and your kid needs a touch from God, and you're praying with everything you got that God touches their heart at a week camp? Okay? So don't be critical. Why don't you look for the good in the young person? Amen. All right? "Well, Brother Chad, did you hear what this young person did?" Yeah, yeah. You would probably be shocked at how much I know that you don't know about that young person. But you know what? I still invest in them. I'd still try to see the good in them. But if it's bad, you know what? All right. We had to, you know, if it's wrong, we're gonna address it. Okay, we're not just blowing it over. But why don't you look for the good? We've got a lot of good young people up here. Do some of them struggle? Did you struggle? Okay, I did, and I still do. Okay, the first message about, you know, are you missing? I couldn't help my kids. I say mine, your kids. I was chaperoning. I couldn't help the kids because I was up there bawling like a baby. You know why? Because I get missing too. Right. Yeah, I come to church. I run the bus. I do everything just like we always do. But so many times it's just easy just to do it. Right? Yes, sir. We just do it. All right, I can teach a junior church lesson. You give me two rocks and an ink pen and we are good to go. It's not, you can do it in your flesh. Right. You can teach a Sunday school class in your flesh. But can you teach a powerful, impactful Sunday school lesson in your flesh? I don't think so. Yep. Because we're dealing with spiritual stuff. Amen. What are you looking for? Are you looking for the good in these young people? Or are you looking for, well, they just did this or that or whatever? Okay, well, if it needs addressed, we're going to address it. But so many times, I told some of the young men this week, you know what critics are typically? Critics are typically this person right here. And somebody's better at something than what they are. So they have to bring them down to their level in order for them to feel the same. That's what most critics are. I see somebody that's better at something than me, so I try to improve myself in my own sight in order to make us feel like we're equal. Why don't instead of just being like, well, they just made an emotional decision for God. When was the last decision you ever made at all for God? All right? So don't be critical of them. And young people, look at me. You see other people, your peers, doing something for God, don't you dare be critical of them. Amen. Well, he's just a fool for Christ. Oh, would to God we were all fools for Christ. Yeah. Well, he's just being, all right, what kind of attitude is that? It's because this deal right here. Yes, sir. Okay? What are you seeking? Are you seeking the good in people? All right, this applies to everything. All right, we're driving. We're trying to hit Springfield. We found a church that had church at 6:30. Okay, which if we and it was as the camp staff was laughing at me. I had our itinerary all planned out. Right, pastor preaches till 11:50. Right, we're out of church by 12 typically. Okay, and we can go eat. We have time to eat, and we can get on the road no later than like 12:50, 1 o'clock. So I'm out there doing 5th and 6th grade, right? I'm out there doing 5th and 6th grade, and I keep looking at my clock. Brother Young's probably out there in junior church. You know, we're creatures of habit, we all are, right?
That's right.
11:45, nothing, which is no big deal. And I kind of forgot that we had Larry Brown in. Okay, so 11:45, 11:50, 11:55, noon, you know, 12:10, and I'm like, we're going to have to hurry, like, to get where we need to go. But you know what? So Brother Larry Brown preached a little bit longer than what we're used to, okay? Then we had a baptism, praise the Lord, okay? So it's like the human part of Brother Chad is over there like, oh, man. And we can start looking at what I see as a negative, or it can be a God's working on people's hearts. Somebody just got baptized. Does that make sense? You can look at it both ways. So then we get on the road and we're going down and my bus starts overheating, which is very normal. Very normal. I don't know why. It's like it always happens. We always take extra antifreeze with us. Very normal. And it keeps, I mean, just getting to that line and then come back down. Get to the line and come back down. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. It was hot out, so I thought, well, maybe it's just that. So we get to the church. We get there a little bit late and then find out that the church had decided to do their service early, like at 5:30. So the kids walk in expecting church and they're doing like this big fellowship thing, right? So the kids all sit down and eat. What do you expect them to do, right? So I go and I pop the hood on the bus. Okay, I pop the hood on the bus, and I have antifreeze dripping out of a heater hose. Dripping, and it's, I say dripping, very steadily dripping. I'm like, well, maybe we just need to tighten. There's a clamp right there. And you ask my wife, I got a pair of pliers, and I was going to tighten it. Soon, I no longer much touched it. Blew apart. Okay, now, you know where that, here again. It happened in a parking lot, not on the interstate. I could isolate it very easily. And listen, that's life. Life's going to happen like that all the time. You know what? Next morning, got up early, had it fixed before anybody else got up, basically. We're all good. So you can either look at it as, oh no, is this the way the trip's going to go? Or it's, all right, we're in a parking lot instead of the interstate. I'm 2 miles from my hotel. All right. Listen, life is that way. Your marriage is that way. Me and my wife's marriage is that way. I can either look at all the negative things that I think is there, or I can look at all the good. I'm not talking about you're having a Pollyannic attitude about everything, okay? But what are you looking for? What are you looking for? Because I assure you, all right, if you're looking for the negative stuff at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, you're going to find it. If you're going to look for the negative stuff in this Christian school, you're going to find it. If you're looking for the negative stuff with the youth group, you're going to find it. Or you're also going to find that which is good. All right? Over and over in the Bible talks about seeking righteousness or seeking peace. You know why? Because God, that's what God wants us to have. And the only way to find it is to seek it. Okay? Look for it. Young people, I want to challenge you. Don't, okay, you're back to normal. Well, that's loosely speaking. You got to be normal before you can get back to it. You're back to your routine. But don't, that extra time you was able to spend in your Bible, it may have been at camp because that's what everyone else was doing. Okay? Even at camp, that's what everyone else is doing. Brother Chad gets up and reads his Bible, so I need to make sure I get up and go spend time with God. All right? Don't let it stop at just camp. Seek God every day. Every day seek God. Every day walk with God. Every day do the right things. And among each other, look for the good things in each other. All right? We can all pick apart each other, but that's what vultures do. Okay? Look for the good things. And as a church, listen, are these kids perfect? No. But are any of us? Are any of us? So let's, when they do a good thing, let's give them an attaboy. All right? When they accomplish something or when they make a decision, instead of sitting back and judging the decision, why don't we try to keep them accountable to that decision? All right, hey, you said, are you still reading your Bible? There's nothing wrong with that question. In fact, it'd probably be good for a lot of adults to have somebody come up and say, hey, what'd you get out of your Bible this morning? It'd probably be good for Brother Chad. Okay? So, what are you seeking? Young people, I think you did a good job this week. You sought the right things. All right? Was there crazy stuff that happened? Yeah, a little bit. But you sought for the right things. And you know what you found as a result? You found the right things. All right? So let's continue to seek after God. Let's pray.